Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, in the previous session, we had discussed some of the alternative collection account narratives attributed to the Caliph Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and we have seen that they contradict the standard version. And also in today's session, we shall now take a look and analyze the contradictions which arise between these narratives themselves and also with the standard version. So in the previous session, we had I had read out and translated the alternative accounts which depict the first collection also to Abu Bakr, but obviously because of time constraint, we were not able to analyze those narratives. So in this session, we are going to analyze those narratives vis-a-vis their isnad and vis-a-vis their content as well. So first, we'll take a look at the content and see how they contradict not only one another, but also the standard version. So in this regard, let's first start with the first point, and that is the narrative recorded by Al-Yaqubi shows that 75 scribes wrote out of the Quran, as opposed to what most of the narratives say, that it was Zayd who wrote out of the Quran. The narrative also shows that the Quran was the written Quran was to be presented before Sayyid ibn al-As for checking. On the other hand, Zayd ibn Sabit's narrative recorded in the Muqaddimah Kitab al-Mabani shows that Aban ibn Sa'id was deputed by Abu Bakr as a companion to Zayd in this task. While Zayd ibn Sabit's narrative recorded in the Tabri's tafsir shows that Aban ibn Sa'id was deputed by Usman as a companion to Zayd in this task. On the other hand, the narratives attributed to Abu al-Aliya show that Ubayy dictated the Quran while a group of people wrote it down, while the narrative attributed to Ubaydullah ibn Abdullah, which shall be discussed slightly later, this narrative shows that the scribe who wrote out the Quran was actually Usman ibn Affan. The next point that needs to be discussed vis-a-vis this contradiction is that the narratives of Zayd ibn Sabit recorded in Tabri's tafsir and in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani, they have the same chain of narration. If we view those narratives, we'll find out that they have the same chain of narration in the first four persons. The first four people are absolutely common. It is after Umara ibn Ghaziyya that these chains start to diverge. However, both contradict one another completely, as well as other narratives, and I am now going to discuss some of these stark contradictions. So we are going to take up the contradictions which we find in the two narratives recorded, which have been reported at the behest of Zayd ibn Sabit. He is the person who reports them. So one of them is in the Tafsir of Tabri, and the other is in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani. And as I said, the chains of narration are common in the first four tiers, in the first four steps, and it is in the fifth step that they start to diverge. And the contradictions which these two narratives have will now be discussed. So I'm particularly discussing these two narratives. I'm leaving out the rest for later. So the first contradiction in this regard is that Zayd's version in the Tafsir of At-Tabri shows that the Quran was in the memories of people only at the time of the Prophet's death, while on the other hand, in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani, it shows that it was written, in this narrative, it shows that the Quran was written on various fragments at the time of the Prophet's death. So this is obviously a very stark contradiction. The next contradiction in this regard is that Zayd's version in the Tafsir of At-Tabri shows that the Quran was written on pieces of parchment, bone tablets, and leaf stalks in the time of Abu Bakr, and it was later in the time of Umar that a complete copy was made. Now, on the other hand, Zayd's version in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani, while agreeing with the standard account, says that it was written in the form of a sahifa in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So these again need to be gauged. So in the next contradiction, we will see that Zayd's version in the Tafsir of At-Tabri shows that the two sets of missing verses, those of Surah Tawbah and Surah Ahzab, were found in the time of Uthman, while Zayd's version in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani shows that these were found, on the other hand, in the time of Abu Bakr. Next. So in the next contradiction, we see that Zayd's version in the Tafsir of At-Tabri, Uthman had the decisive word regarding the orthography of the word At-Tabut, whereas Zayd's version in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani shows that it was Abu Bakr in his times who had the decisive word. So these are absolutely two contradicting things. The next contradiction in this regard is that according to the standard version, the missing verses were found in the time of Abu Bakr, were those of Surah Tawbah, and in the time of Usman, a verse of Surah Ahzab was missing. However, both these versions of Surah Tawbah, of Zayd's version, these versions recorded by Zayd, or reported by Zayd in the Tafsir of Tabari and the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani, they have an absolutely different story to tell. Now, both versions mention the role of, this is the next contradiction, both versions mention the role of Aban ibn Sa'id in the collection. According to Zayd's version in the Tafsir of At-Tabri, he was deputed by Usman together with Zayd for this task. This not only contradicts the standard version according to which there was a committee of four which contained Aban's nephew, actually. His name was Sayyid ibn al-As. It is also historically incorrect. So we need to understand that this not only contradicts the standard version according to which there was a committee of four which contained Aban ibn Sa'id's nephew, Sayyid ibn al-As. It is also historically incorrect. As pointed out by Abu Shamma, this cannot be true since Aban was actually killed in Syria in 13th Hijrah. So this obviously cannot be true. Now, according to Zayd's version in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani, Aban was deputed by Abu Bakr together with Zayd for the collection. This not only contradicts Zayd's version in the Tafsir of At-Tabari, it also contradicts the standard version of the collection of Abu Bakr, according to which Zayd was alone in this task. The next contradiction is that it is evident from the version of Zayd recorded by At-Tabari that two sets of verses were found with two different people, though both had the same name, Khuzaima. On the other hand, his version recorded in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani shows that both sets of verses were found with the same person, Khuzaima ibn Sabit. Next, the version of Zayd recorded by At-Tabri and the one recorded in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani both say that the both sets of missing verses were found at the same time. The former saying that they were found in the time of Usman, and the latter saying that they were found in the time of Abu Bakr. It is perhaps because of these contradictions that Ibn Hajar has criticized his narratives on the grounds that it is against other sound narratives, and that Khatib in his Mudrij has said that Umara ibn Ghaziyah has inserted one chain of narration into another, and that Ibrahim ibn Ismail has inserted the incident of the missing verses in the time of Usman in the narrative from Ubayd ibn Sabbak, which mentions the collection in the time of Abu Bakr. So viewers, till now, in this particular point, we have discussed the contradictions which have arisen between Zayd's two accounts, one of them in the Tafsir of At-Tabri and the other in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani. We have discussed the contradictions between both of them, as well as between them and with the standard version. So viewers, we now come to the next narrative in this regard, and that is the one which is reported by Salim and Kharija. And this is recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud, and it is an entirely new version of the whole incident. And it is completely different in the respect that it shows that the collection was undertaken by Abu Bakr alone. He wanted to have it checked by Zayd, but he refused. But later on, when Abu Bakr asked Umar to request Zayd to please check it, he did so. So this is an entirely different version. Now, next, let us look at the narratives which have been recorded by Ibn Shahab Zuhri. His first narrative recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud says that many verses of the Quran were lost and were never recorded when Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman went about collecting the Quran. This, of course, contradicts other narratives. Ibn Shahab Zuhri's narrative recorded by Abu Shamma and As-Suyuti shows that it was Abu Bakr's initiative at which the Quran was collected. Umar and Zayd had no role in it. Ibn Shahab Zuhri's narrative recorded by Ibn Ambari and referred to by Al-Muttaqi shows that it was Zayd who took the initiative in having the Quran collected. This is in contradiction with the standard collection, which the standard accounts, which show that it was Umar who took the initiative and Zayd had to be convinced to undertake this task. So finally, the narrative recorded by Abad ibn Abdullah ibn Zubair, recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud, shows that the missing verses were found with Haris ibn Khuzaima, which contradicts the standard version that mentions the name of Khuzaima or Abu Khuzaima. So in this particular version, we find that the name or the person with whom these missing verses were found was Haris ibn Khuzaima, which is different from Abu Khuzaima and Khuzaima ibn Sabit. This narrative also shows that the missing verses were not part of any surah, because Umar opined that if there were three, he would have made a separate surah out of them. So viewers, you can see that all these accounts, which were read out in the previous session, they have these stark contradictions with one another and also with the standard account. Not only this, let us now move on and also see how their chains of narrations are with regard to historical criticism. Now, according to Al-Bakhilani, the narrative attributed to Umar is found in Al-Bukhari's Fazail al-Quran in the chapter Jam al-Quran and bears the number 415. It may be noted that the extant versions of Al-Bukhari do not contain this narrative, neither at the place cited nor at any other place. Needless to say that in the form it is cited by Bakhilani, he has just cited the narrative without any chain of narration. The narrative of Zayd ibn Thabit recorded in the Tafsir of At-Tabri can be represented in the following chart. And viewers, you can see the chart which is being displayed before you. In the opinion of Ibn Sa'd, now we're going to discuss the narrators which were found in this chart. In the opinion of Ibn Sa'd, Abdulaziz ibn Muhammad ad-Darawardi would make mistakes. Yaghlatu are the words. So this is regarding Abdulaziz ibn Muhammad ad-Darawardi. So according to Abu Zura, as recorded by Abu Hatim, he has a bad memory, and sometimes when he would narrate something from his memory, he would err. Now, Al-Mizzi records that when Ahmad ibn Hanbal was asked about ad-Darawardi, he said that when he narrates from his book, he is correct in his narration, and when he narrates from the books of people, he errs, and he would read from their books and make errors. Al-Mizzi goes on to record that as per one opinion attributed to An-Nisa'i, he is Laysa bil-Qawi, and another opinion attributed to him is that there is no problem in him. The word is Laysa bihi ba's. Now, Ibn Hajar says that Yahya ibn Ma'in, on the other hand, regards him to be trustworthy. So, we next move on to the narrative in which we find Zayd ibn Thabit is also reporting this whole account or alternative account, and it is recorded in the Muqaddimah of Kitab al-Mabani. This also can be illustrated in the chart which is being displayed before you. So you can see how in the first four steers, the first four steps, it has the same chain of narration as I pointed out earlier with the one which has been recorded in the Tafsir of At-Tabari. Now, in this particular chain of narration, there's a person called Kharija ibn Mus'ab, and he is regarded to be very weak and suspect by authorities. So I'm now going to read out some of the jarh that Al-Mizzi has recorded about him. And Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal has recorded this jarh, and he says that Ahmad ibn Hanbal says that about him, La yuktabu hadithuhu, and Abdullah ibn Ahmad says that his father had stopped him. Abdullah ibn Ahmad, of course, is the son of Ahmad ibn Hanbal. His father had stopped him from writing any narrative from him. Authorities have reported the opinions of Yahya ibn Ma'in on him as Laysa bishay, Laysa bisiqa, Kazzab, which is liar, and Zaif, which is suspect. Bukhari says that Ibn Mubarak and Waqi have abandoned him. The words are Tarakuhu. An-Nasa'i says that he is Zaif, Laysa bisiqa, and Matrukul Hadith, which of course Matrukul Hadith is spoken by for a person who is a liar. Ibn Sa'd says that people abstain from his narratives and thus they have abandoned him. Again, the words are Tarakuhu. Abu Hatim says that he is Mustaribul Hadith, Laysa biqavi, yuktabu hadithuhu, wala yuhtajju bihi. Mustaribul Hadith, of course, is a person who narrates the same narrative in two different styles which are contradictory to one another. Laysa biqavi means that he is a person who is not that sound, and that his narratives, when it is said that yuktabu hadithuhu wala yuhtajju bihi, it means that he does not have a very sound memory. Ibn Kharash and Al-Hakim say that he is Matrukul Hadith. Again, this is for a person who is a liar. Matrukul Hadith is spoken for such a person. Ad-Darqutni also says that he is Zaif. So this is the jarh on Kharija ibn Mus'ab. Now, authorities have also attributed tadlis to him. Ibn Hajar says that he does tadlis from liars. And the narrative under consideration has his anana, which is a sign of tadlis. Moreover, in both these chains, in which Kharija ibn Zayd reports from his father Zayd, the question of Kharija's age also assumes a lot of importance. Because as far as Zayd is concerned, there is a discrepancy in the year of his death. Now, Zayd ibn Thabit's year of death has been a matter of some discrepancy. Ibn Hajar has recorded that following dates, so it's 42 Hijra, 43, 45, 51, 52, and 55. So all these are probable dates of his death. And has said that according to most authorities, it is actually 45 Hijra. Al-Zahabi has said that in the opinion of Al-Waqidi, Yahya ibn Bukair, Khalifa ibn Khayyat, and Ibn Numair, it is actually 45 Hijra. Hence, if it is true that Zayd ibn Thabit died in 45 Hijra, then Kharija was either 15 or 16 at the time of his father's death. So this is again a matter of concern, because at this age, a person reporting from his father is suspect or is at least open to question, because this is a very tender age in reporting facts from his father. Next, we come to the narrative which is recorded from Salim ibn Abdullah and from Kharija ibn Zayd. Now, this narrative is munqata, because both never heard from Abu Bakr ta'ala anhu. Obviously, both of these lived much later and they were not contemporaneous to Abu Bakr. Now, we come to those three narratives. Please recall the three narratives which I have cited on the authority of Ibn Shahab Zuhri. Now, all of them are munqata. This is very obvious. His narrative in Kanzul Ummal has no chain of narration from Ibn al-Ambari to Sulaiman ibn Arqam. Moreover, Sulaiman ibn Arqam has been declared as untrustworthy by many authorities. Thus, Al-Uqayli, Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Habban, Al-Bukhari, and Nasai, all of them regard him to be non-trustworthy and unreliable. Now, we come to the narrative by Abad ibn Abdullah, and this also is munqata, because he died in the 90s. And moreover, Muhammad ibn Ishaq, which he's found in his chain of narration, he is also regarded to be among the Imams of Al-Maghazi, although he's regarded to be the Imams of Al-Maghazi, but Al-Mizzi has recorded the following jarh on him. In the opinion of Abdullah ibn Ahmad, he is laysa bihujja. Ahmad ibn Abi Khaisama says that he heard Yahya ibn Ma'in say, laysa bihi ba's. When he was asked a second time, he said, laysa bizaq. And that he is za'if. And laysa bizaq also is a verb which impugns a person. And he further said that he is za'if. And now Ahmad ibn Abi Khaisama says that when he asked Yahya ibn Ma'in about him at another instance, he replied, Indi saqim, laysa bil khawi. So he says that to me he is a person who is suspect and does not have a strong memory. And An-Nasai says, Laysa bil qawi. Az-Zahabi records that Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan bore witness that Muhammad ibn Ishaq is a liar. And viewers, you can see the illustration of this narrative on your screens. It is being displayed. Now, both narratives of Abul Aliya are munqata. Abul Aliya died in 90 Hijra, around about the 90 Hijra. But both have some flaws, other flaws as well. In all the variants of these narratives, Abu Ja'far Razi reports from Rabi ibn Anas. Ibn Habban says that people refrain from narratives of Rabi ibn Anas, which are reported by Abu Ja'far al-Razi, because they have many discrepancies. In the narrative under discussion, Abu Ja'far al-Razi narrates from Rabi ibn Anas. So, of course, this criticism would apply. Ibn Hajar says about Rabi ibn Anas, Sadukun lahu oham, which means though he's truthful, but he forgets, he's forgetful. Now, as far as Abu Ja'far al-Razi himself is concerned, we also need to see the fact that Al-Mizzi has recorded some jarh on him. And this is, in the opinion of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he is laysa biqawi fil hadith. This is what Ahmad ibn Hanbal says. Yahya ibn Ma'in says, yuktabu hadithuhu, but also errs, وَلَكِنَّهُ يُخْطِي. So he also makes errors. Amr ibn Ali says, فِيهِ زُعْفْ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَحْلِ السِّدْ سَيُّ الْحِفْظ. Which means that although he is among the truthful people, but he has a bad memory. Abu Zura says, he is about him, the يَهِمُ كَثِيرًا, that he makes a lot of mistakes. As-Sadi says, صَدُوكٌ لَيْسَ بِمُتْقِنْ. And An-Nasai records that he is لَيْسَ بِالْقَوِي. Ibn Kharash says, Sadukun Sayulhid, which obviously this whole data gives us this impression, this very concrete impression that he was afflicted with a bad memory. So this is what has been recorded regarding Abu Ja'far al-Razi himself. Now finally we come to the last of the narratives, which is the narrative by Al-Yaqubi. Now the information recorded by Al-Yaqubi or his narrative has no chain of narration. He has just recorded this historical fact without citing any chain of narration. Now as indicated earlier, we know that Al-Yaqubi died in 292 Hijra. So an anachronism in this narrative is that Sayyid ibn al-As was 9 years at the death of the Prophet, as specified by Ibn Hajar. Hence, he was just about 10 years old at the time of this collection and would not have been in a position to have played such a pivotal role as described by this narrative. So, viewers, we have seen that in this session that the alternative accounts, which also ascribe of the first collection to Abu Bakr, but they are different from the standard version in which Abu Bakr also has been or was responsible for the first collection. So these variants, they contradict not only one another, but they also contradict the standard version. Not only this, we have also seen that the chains of narration of all these narratives also have flaws and they are not trustworthy and reliable. So we can sum up by saying that all these alternative accounts of first collection also ascribe to Abu Bakr. They give a different picture than the standard version. But again, this picture and the way it is portrayed is not sound. And not only it's not sound, we can see contradictions, we can see flaws in this nads. So therefore, all these variants, they have to be regarded as unreliable. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ